Okay, I'd like to call to order the September 9th, 2019 Historic Preservation Commission meeting. If we can have roll call, please.
Yes, Chair Dan Huff.
Present.
Vice Chair Dan Beal.
Present.
Commissioner Steve Honestead.
Present.
And Commissioner Gail Munden.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Wilson.
Here.
Okay, thank you. So I don't think we have any blue cards for the beginning of the meeting. Those are all agendized items. Okay, so we will move on to informational items. Lynanne?
So if you'll take a look, and I'm sorry that it printed several times. It's because of the new software. But if you'll take a look at the educational information and reading materials, one of the things that I wanted you to notice, and for some reason it's not on the original copy, but it was on the duplicate copy, but the Arizona State Parks, and that's the one I'm not seeing, but their fund that was years ago slid away so that we couldn't get grants anymore from the Heritage Funds, that's the name of it, the Heritage Fund grant, has been reinstated, and so that is a wonderful thing. And then I did some really good research on that is the reinstatement of the $1 million. Okay, and then the tax reform brings changes to the real estate rehabilitation tax credit, and then the tax incentive programs. Those are all really good materials so that we stay on track with our thought processes on first starting the local registry and then eventually maybe going to a National Registry of Historic Places here in Oro Valley. So please take a moment to read those.
Okay, and then if we can have a report from the Oro Valley Historical Society president, Roxy. Any questions? We're good?
No.
Good.
Great for it.
Thank you, Roxy.
Thank you.
Okay, and number three, in terms of informational items, report from Gail Munden, HPC liaison to the Oro Valley Historical Society.
As Roxy said, we did not have a board meeting, so I can't add anything to that. And there's one thing, but I'll save it for later. Okay. But next month, there'll be more.
And her report will be more like maybe things that are missed in Roxy's report, but that might pertain to you all. So she'll kind of try and glean things that are really pertinent to you all.
Okay, thank you. And I was remiss, since we're moving on to regular agenda items, that I wanted to welcome everybody back from the break that we had over the summer. And I look forward to a productive session.
And one more new
yes.
thing, Chair. The very top of our new agenda says Council Member Liaison Report. He did tell me that this time he doesn't have anything, but next time he gets to be very first.
Okay. All right. So we have review and approval of the June 3rd, 2019 regular session minutes from our last session. I hope everybody had an opportunity to review those. If there are no modifications or adjustments, we can have a motion to approve those.
I move to approve the
okay.
minutes of the last meeting.
A second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor of approving?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. It passes. Number two, discussion and presentation by Mr. Dan Adams. Regarding ideas for future usage of the Proctor Lieber House. Mr. Adams.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Can you hear me okay, I guess?
I don't think it's on.
Push the... Yeah.
I don't think it's on.
You have to push it the whole time?
No.
No. Hello? Check.
There it is.
There it is. There we go.
Perfect. Raise up the whole... There's a button on the right.
Okay.
On the podium.
It raises the whole podium.
On the podium itself.
On this, there's a button?
Yes.
Right.
Roxy's
pointing.
Perfect.
That's it.
Never mind.
You guys like these seats?
Yeah. It was a trick.
This is an interesting Historical Preservation Commission meeting, but I guess it's a preparation for the town council, which is great. But I just wanted to focus on Steam Pump Ranch. I had a chance to meet with Lenan in the procurement office. I've met with a lot of the different town council members. We've met with different historical properties. We've had a brief little meeting with you guys, with Kyle Maynard. Mm-hmm. And I was told today just to kind of focus like 15 minutes, a general overview of what we're looking to bring to the table. And with that, I wanted to keep things pretty general. So what I did is I compiled some of the 2008 documents of the Steam Pump Ranch build out. And I've been working with Jack Stennett and a couple other individuals from the Friends of Oro Valley who helped to compile this. And it's really been over a couple months of just learning the kind of intricacies of how things have factored out since the 2007 decline with the real estate market. So we view this right here, the Proctor Lieber House, as a key part of the biggest asset to Oro Valley. My wife and I actually had a wedding in Oro Valley. We rented out Steam Pump Ranch, so we got to see the intricacies of having an event there. And Lenan did a wonderful job. I mean, it was an amazing experience for people that came out from the East Coast and was able to experience that, the history, the views, all the things that were there. But having said that, we live in La Reserve, which is right across the street, and we view that, you know, this asset is really kind of underutilized in a lot of different ways. One of the biggest downfalls is that there's no interior space. So when you're looking to host weddings, corporate events, you're really limited in what you can do there, and you're going to be limited with your ask as well, with your price, with what people can bring to the table. So we actually booked the El Conquistador for our reception for the wedding. We did a rehearsal at Steam Pump Ranch. Had we have had an interior structure, an internal structure, just in case there was issues with weather, to be able to have kind of a different space outside of the sun, we would have had everything at Steam Pump Ranch. So the way that we view it is we view everything happening at this property as kind of a cascade off of the development of the Lieber Proctor House. So to do that, we actually approached the Liebers. John Lieber used to live at the property. He obviously sold it to Oro Valley. But there's some really unique history there in addition to the Push legacy that's already kind of celebrated. Proctor Lieber you know, connects to downtown Tucson, connects to the Pioneer Hotel. Hank Lieber connects to baseball, 30s and 40s, and some really cool generations that came to Tucson during that time. You know, in the art community, you had this whole movement called the regionalism movement, which brought people back into working in the community in the 30s, because you had the Great Depression in 1929. People lost everything, and then they were forced to work together. And so we see it as kind of coming full circle now. We're in the digital age. We have all these people that are on all these different screens. We have kids on iPads, and everyone kind of doing what they want to do in their own little house. But outside of that, there's also a tremendous interest in to be able to connect into an outdoor space and have different offerings that are unique to Oro Valley. My wife and I are here all year round, and we're going to be long-term residents. We don't go anywhere else. And the thing that we feel is lacking in Oro Valley is those unique offerings that speak to, you know, just how special this area is. I mean, we have these amazing views, we have all these great things, but we really don't have any unique stores to Oro Valley. We don't have any kind of unique offerings, maybe outside of Western National Parks and Savaya. There really isn't much. And I think it's a byproduct of a lot of different things that are coming together and limiting, you know, independent small business coming in here. But we believe that this property is a key focus. Lynanne, we've been going to the concert series once a month, and it's been unbelievable. You know, just the attendance. You have a lot of people that bring their families. It's a very family-friendly event. You have the food trucks. You have all these different things coming into one area, and it's awesome. It's awesome from Oro Valley. And what we're proposing, just to kind of dive more into the details, you know, this was kind of the opening phase of the Proctor Lieber residence as it stood in 2008 with some different changes to cost. Those would change. I know you guys have been working on this walled patio. My wife and I, we believe that in order for things to move forward in Oro Valley, they can't rely on the bonds. We've seen this kind of fail. If you look at a lot of the other historic properties, they're all in the red. The Presidio, Mission Gardens, which is pretty much the sister property, to Steam Pump Ranch. You know, you look at what the vision of that project was. It was called the Origins Project, and Rio Nuevo took that on. They established a lot of different type of bonds for that, and you know, they lost out. If you look at what was executed out of what was planned, it's a very, very small fraction of what they intended to do. I think Oro Valley to this point has done a really good job in building basic amenities at Steam Pump Ranch. The only thing that's really lacking is the interior structure. So this property, we've been meeting with the Liebers, and we've actually purchased a lot of different collections that focus specifically on historical artifacts from Hank Lieber. The goal with this property, whether it's us and a few other individuals that can bring the $600,000 to $700,000 to the table to set up this property with a lease agreement, would be to establish like a period appropriate general store that focuses on kind of that old feel of the property, to restore some of the parts of the house using consultants, architects that you guys have used before. Corky, I think, is one of those. We have kind of a team that we've met with, and we feel good has a good experience with restoration and preservation archaeology with some of these old builds. There's a lot of period-appropriate pictures that kind of capture the different rooms in this space. And the biggest thing is you have to generate revenue in every phase of the restoration. I mean, that's the reality. We want to have, as far as in this general store, we want to have a continuous cafe, coffee, a lot of local products. A lot of the things that are offered at the farmers market, they're unique, you know, whole milk, a lot of different things that are unique to this area. Which is really cool, and to be able to promote that in a 1940s, 1930s general store type of feel that also has, you know, this, the key to this whole property is the sun porch and that back patio that opens up, because that opens up a lot of synergies between different historical properties. In order for Tucson to really succeed, and this has been the difficulty with so many people that have tried to come in here, is you need to create more of a consortium around tourism, around history. And if you look at Tucson as a whole, Tucson is really the oldest place in North America. Maize started here, livestock started here. Everything passed through Tucson before it passed to the East Coast. My wife and I'm from Virginia, Jamestown. My wife is from Long Island. And Plymouth Rock, Jamestown, those places are celebrated. And in Tucson, you have a kind of a lot of lost stories with a lot of different unique cultures that are more or less kind of put on the back burner and forgotten. And, you know, we have a tremendous opportunity with this property, not to focus on just this consumerism, tourism, like a theme park, to focus on living history, to focus on all the elements that made this property special in its different iterations. And the cool thing about the different iterations is, you know, obviously you have the push period, you know, that's being talked about in the push house, and it's been restored. But with the Proctor Lieber House, you also have a whole new contingent of history. So you're connecting in all of these powerful families in Tucson, because back in those days, they all interacted. You know, the Mayos ran the Mayo Clinic out of here in the 1930s. You know, some of the hospitals here are some of the earliest in North America. But all these people, they connect all the historical properties. So Mission Gardens, the Presidio, I mean, even Tango Verde Ranch that's far on the east side. All these properties form almost like a consortium, and with Visit Tucson, they have kind of a broader tourism focus, but, you know, there can also be brought in a more of a historical focus that brings modern offerings in with living history. And that's the thing, is you do need to be able to adjust the offerings to the modern audience. People love technology, they have a lot of different things that they connect with, and you have to be able to bring that in the fold. So, you know, I worked at Under Canvas, which is a large-scale tent camping resort, and it was kind of neat because it expanded all around national parks, and they started to provide a lot of different offerings, dinners, all types of really neat events that brought in local ingredients, because down at Mission Gardens, you have a full operational garden. The Heritage Garden in Steam Pump Ranch, that's kind of like the sister property, you know, like that's a smaller version of what Mission Gardens is. But you can use what's currently at Mission Gardens, because they're in this process of trying to get weddings, trying to get events, trying to get these different things going. Well, you have all of these different products. You have all these different vegetables, spices from all these different periods that you can develop a partnership with Mission Gardens, and you can actually prepare, and you can have different culinary experiences tailored to the audience here in Oro Valley. You can bring in local restaurants, different chefs at different restaurants, cater in different things. During the different restoration phases, obviously, this isn't a small project. I mean, $600,000 to $700,000, that's probably a low estimate. You know, if you look at what's going in right now to the property, I mean, you basically just have enough funding to kind of keep things standing up straight, and that's basically it. To get it into this iteration requires more of an attention put on the property. And I think that's going to come when we start to feel this transition from the golf courses, because that's the big problem right now, is we've put a lot of resources into these 36 holes, and how can we transition into that and also boost public morale, make them feel like they're gaining something in this process. And I think that Steam Pump Ranch is the key component. Rec centers are great. They're great. There's a lot of different activities and offerings at rec centers, but there's not many places in the United States that has an 1870s cattle ranch, one of the oldest in the country, that is owned by, operated by Oro Valley and owned by Pima County Bonds. So it's like, this is a tremendous asset, and it can build a sense of pride in the community. You know, in La Reserve, we have a board there, and we're right across the street. And things like this really do elevate home prices because it builds a sense of pride. You know, my wife and I, we lived in Colorado, California, all over the West. And the high density to drive commercial model, it's great in the initial phases, but over time it wanes and people start to feel it's getting overcrowded. I want to leave. And you're starting to see that on the West Coast. You know, you're starting to see that California, Oregon, Washington, and they're all coming here. So we have a great opportunity to really take advantage of some of these assets and to accelerate the process. Because if you're going to piecemeal it through bonds, and we've met with different town council members and they've told us, you know, I can get the money, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Everybody has their own agenda. We understand the process, and what we're trying to do is expedite different agencies working together to kind of figure out the best possible option to get this property fully operational so we can start to generate, you know, some revenue, some excitement, some pride, a lot of different things. It's not going to happen all at once, but it'll happen over time. And if we save these things now and we promote the stories, I mean, it's going to take care of itself. But to dive a little bit more into the details, I didn't have a ton of time with this presentation as far as in being able to present. And my goal is, Steve, is to be able to sit down and talk to you. I lost your number. So one of the biggest things is I want to be able to sit down and go through some of the details with everything. You know, I've met with the mayor briefly. I've met with different town council members. Looking at the best next steps, looking at what's practical in kind of navigating all these different entities, because we've had a lot of meetings with no answers. You know, for 4 months, we've just been kind of just going through the same things without kind of even an inkling of excitement around it, more or less like we want to do it this way as opposed to just kind of listening to see what the possibilities are. So in the first phase, during the restoration of the Lieber House, the barbecue is really important because you can do a lot of cowboy cookouts, you can do a lot of open air events there. And obviously I know insurances, I know a lot of different things factor into what can be done on property. But the key is to create a consistent presence on the property that drives people to it. Right now, just the weekend focus and, you know, the monthly events, it's not enough. The farmers markets are great. Everything that's being executed there is awesome. Like the STEM program, I was able to go and talk to some of the kids and get them excited this summer. Awesome. Love it. You know, with this build out, nothing is going to be lost. We're just trying to figure out the best way to build upon what's currently being offered. And I think now is the time, especially with everything else that's going on and all the pressure that's kind of mounting as we get ready for this next decision-making process with how we're moving forward. But I just wanted to show just some of the different photos. We've obtained hundreds of different items, original items of Hank Lieber. We've digitized all these different images, Buster Bailey, who lived on property. And it's been really fun kind of learning the history as we've gone, because we're like a lot of the people here. You know, we've been here for 6 years. You know, we grew up on the East Coast, and we're not hometown people, you know, so we've been trying to learn as much as we can to bring value in different ways to Tucson with the things that we've learned other places that have kind of gone through a similar expansion, and for whatever reason weren't able to take advantage of these different opportunities and fell short before things really kind of got out of control and they lost the ability to do the things they wanted to do you know, in the initial stages. But this is actually a picture of Hank Lieber in the Proctor Lieber House, which is really cool. It's an original image that has been digitized. We've been working with the Arizona Historical Society with a couple different projects relating to different historical properties. Because the way that we see it is, in order for all this to work, there has to be synergies between these different historical properties to push people from Tucson up into Oro Valley, into Tangaverde Ranch, into different things. And the Santa Cruz Heritage What's Santa Cruz Heritage?
Alliance.
Alliance, yeah. The Santa Cruz Heritage Alliance is in its infancy stages, but there's a lot of promise there. You know, there's some government support there. You know, it focuses specifically on the historical properties in the Santa Cruz region, and we really need to leverage those things to be able to drive what we need to drive to Oro Valley to kind of really benefit, like, our town as a whole. But it's a Hank Lieber bat. These are just kind of photos of Hank Lieber I just wanted to show you guys. But the thing that we have to do here is we have to be really creative in providing, like, unique offerings. You know, we've done a lot of different research into what's out there. You know, like, there's all these original postcards from Chicago in the 1940s of Push Ridge, which is just awesome. You know, just the art behind it. Just simple things that capture, you know, where we live in different periods. And my wife and I, you know, obviously we're creatives. Like, our backgrounds, just so you guys are aware, I've always had a financial background. So I went to school in Boston. I worked for Sun Life Financial, and then I transitioned to IMG, WME, Exemplar. I've always worked with, like, capital development and corporate sponsorships. My wife was a naval officer for 13 years. She was a lieutenant in the Navy, and then she went to Columbia and got a double master's and became a psychologist. But we've always had a push towards creative things and to creating experiences that are unique. We have a lot of experience in events. We've led all different types of events, ranging from 50 to thousands of people. So we understand flow. We understand value created in different events. We understand how to market. We understand how to do basic things. But what's kind of cool about this is we create this for a wedding. This is actually a Beetle Dime novel, and this is 1860. So the Beetle Dime novel created the entire movement out west. It was the original comic book, you know, which is really cool. I mean, if you think about it. And, you know, this area, you know, you look at George Push, you know, and setting up a steam pump here, you know, taking a technology from Germany and bringing it to Oro Valley, that's amazing. You know, it's just a miracle that could even happen. And to create an oasis through that technology that would spur, you know, development up here, the butcher shop down in Tucson, the ice house, those are technological innovations. And we're still at that same period. We have all these innovations, yet as a society and as a culture, we're still trying to figure out how to kind of mend different things together. And so Oro Valley is interesting because you can connect. I mean, Carlos, you know, he has a different heritage. You have the Tohono O'odham, which are the descendants of the Ho'okam, which are all around Oro Valley. So you can more or less connect all those different cultures, similar to the way that Mission Gardens has, and really create this amazing entity that is unlike anything in the American West. And so, like, again, this was an example. This is Push Ridge in the background. But yeah, we did things like this for the wedding. And we created ones on the left and the right. They're original dime novels, which is kind of cool. And so we created this one for Oro Valley. And these are little silly things. You know, they don't make a huge difference. But it's all in the details. It's all in the details of how you execute and get things done. But getting back to the whole point of why we're here is we're here to figure out the best way to move the Proctor Lieber house forward. We came out the gates right away 4 months ago, and we were like, we're happy to bring forward the funds to make this happen. You know, we have them. And when we said that, and we were met with these kind of weird interactions, and, you know, some people were really against even just, like, listening to anything. You know, we were just like, oh, we want to help. And we don't have any private agenda. We want to be long-term residents here, and we want to learn the rules of the game. And sometimes, like, those aren't always evident. And, you know, for us to move forward, we need to have a transparency with how we're going to kind of move this forward. And we're excited. We really appreciate the time. I know this presentation is pretty basic. You know, I just kind of glazed over things. I showed a bunch of different pictures, but the research that we've done, the details that the people we've met, the plans that we've drawn up, I didn't want to go into all the specific minutiae until later. But that's where we're at in the process. Do you have anything else to share? Yeah, cool. So thank you, guys.
Chair Huff, can I ask for a little bit of clarification?
Sure.
So can you please clarify your financial intentions and or hopes?
So our financial, so the way that we were brought into this, Lenan had shared that there was an interest in a donor coming in and providing the capital to kind of get things off the ground. And in exchange for that, there'd be some type of a lease agreement that would enable the person that brought the money to the table for the capital development to operate on site without additional, for basically like a dollar a month for a set period of time. Well,
yeah, or some kind
yeah,
of
and
it, money.
There's a couple, yeah. There's a lot of different things. There's tax incentives involved with that. You know, there's a lot of different components to that. And, you know, as a group, 4 months ago, we were super interested in that, and we're still interested in that. But we also are aware, you know, there's a lot of factors that factor into this. There's permitting. You know, there's a lot of architectural drawings that go in. There's a lot of upfront capital. So before we move forward, we have to have a better understanding of the next steps so, you know, we as an entity can make the best decision for us as well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Adams. I had a question, and I welcome other commission members as long as we stay focused on what exactly was presented. But thank you. I think this is a very important issue, and I know it's hard with these things to keep momentum going, so I really credit you and working to keep that and keep interest at least behind your idea. But I noticed you had two figures that caught my eye, and they were it was the money. So on the Proctor Lieberhaus slide, I think it was your estimation was something like $462,000.
That's really low. Those were the original numbers that were drawn up in 2008.
Okay.
So those numbers are probably closer to $600,000 to $700,000 of what we're looking at.
Okay, and that's what you were referencing in your
exactly.
And then the other one was on Carlos's house was $158,000. My question was what was the basis for you arriving at those numbers, and did you glean that from another source?
That was gleaned from another source. Okay. We still have a tremendous amount of work to do as far as with the actual costs of what we're looking to do. I think that's a starting point. But again, you know, we can't do everything on our end. We need to have kind of a better understanding of the rules of the game here, what's needed, what's required, just have a kind of a better understanding. We've met with a former council member of Mesa that built out a lot of the town. You know, he worked in permitting. He's worked with a lot of different historical buildings. So we learned a lot from him, and I think what we'll do is we'll bring him into the fold, feel things out. Because at the end of the day, you do want to see some type of return on your investment. You know, we're here long term, so we see it more as this is the type of community that we want to be a part of. But it's more of a legacy thing because we've lived so many places that we've left because we've gotten tired of what had become. So we see it as a tremendous opportunity, but we also need some help in that process. Yeah, and we've also heard like 20 different options. Like, we've been told like, okay, you know, we're gonna get the money from Pima County, and you know, we want you guys to sign a 5-year lease for $5,000 a month or something. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. And stuff, it's a lot of the town council members. You know, you have a lot of different people with different ideas of how things work. And so we've been trying to kind of navigate that whole thing because I think they don't really know either. And then, yeah, so it's just, we got to talk and kind of better understand the trajectory moving forward.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions?
I'm just going to go ahead. Dan, it's obvious you put in a lot of work on this project. Thank you very much for your interest. And my question is, does the footprint of your project encompass the entire Proctor Lieber home? I'm not familiar with how that...
So with Lenan, like, we're happy to talk further about the property, but what we were proposing was we wanted to restore the full Proctor Lieber house, the entire property. I know right now there is a portion of it that they were looking to demolish or get rid of, and we'd be looking to restore the whole property to its historically appropriate age, every component within it, period. Yeah, and then we would also, you know, depending on how things go and just the how that process goes, we would also be looking at larger aspects of the property too, if there's ways that we could help.
Expansion.
But I think to start off, the Proctor Lieber house is the key, because that opens up everything else, and I think that's kind of the driving force. We can focus there first.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be moving on to agenda item number 3, which is discussion and possible action to improve the staff recommended prioritization of fiscal year 1920 Steam Pump Ranch capital improvements. I understand we have two blue cards on this, so we will hear from those folks first. Okay, so the first one is Twink Monrad. Am I getting that? Okay.
So how is this mic?
For me? You're on.
You're great.
Okay, and I'm reading a letter. Paul Loomis, our former mayor, is out of town for 3 weeks and asked one of us to read this, so I'm going to read this, and I think I can finish in 3 minutes. If not, we have another blue card ready.
Okay, and I just wanted to point out for those who may not know, but this should be in front of all of you. So, Paul, go ahead.
Dear Historic Preservation Commission, I apologize for not being able to address you all directly in person, but I am not available due to family issues. I am very disappointed with the town staff's recommendation to use the increased CIP funds for Steam Pump Ranch for engineering on Carlos's house, the barbecue pavilion, or saving for the garage restoration instead of completing the Poosh house by the installation of a fire and security system. The installation of a fire suppression and security system will complete all the capital improvements necessary to complete the restoration of the Poosh Ranch house. The fire protection system has been deferred since it was removed from the original restoration contract of the house around 2008 due to insufficient Pima County bond funds. The building's security system is now required to provide an additional level of protection for materials displayed in the museum. This work should be able to be completed this year and will complete the second restoration preservation project on the ranch, the first being structure of the pump house. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of my past budget comments with me that I was going to use for my remarks on this item, but they have all been focused on completing the Poosh house rather than starting a new project that may not be completed for another several years. In parentheses, when was the last time more than $100,000 was approved in the annual CIP for Steam Pump Ranch? Also note how the funds for Steam Pump Ranch and the 10-year CIP continue to move to the out years, the right, rather than as planned in the past CIPs. For the past 4 or 5 years, I have been urging town councils to provide additional funds for the Poosh House safety improvements. This year, I did a lot of lobbying to get the additional $50,000 added to the CIP so there would be enough funds to finish the Poosh House. The town's estimate was $70,000. As Council Member Solomon can attest, I provided data to the council during the study sessions, the preliminary and final budget approval meetings for this year's budget, and for the previous several years' budgets as well. Because the mayor was not specific to direct staff to use the funds for the security and fire systems, staff now wants to use the funds for other SPR things and wants the HPC to set or reset the priorities. By the way, the HPC has, in the past, said the safety and security of the Poosh House was the top priority. It is disappointing that the past funding recommendations by the HPC for the CIP budgets and the discussions during the budget deliberations are not even mentioned in the staff report. Shall I have Roxy read this or finish?
It's up to you. You have time.
I do, okay. What were the HPC's funding recommendations for this current budget? Those needs and alternatives are not addressed in your staff report. The town and or the Oro Valley Historical Society cannot borrow materials from other museums without doing all we can to keep those materials safe. Lynn Ann has a copy of the requirements from the Arizona State Museum for material loans to other museums. The OVHS requested this information from ASM and provided it to Lynn Ann, the town manager, and the Parks and Recreation Director. The main theme is how the materials are protected from possible damage. We need to show potential donors and loaners that the materials are safe. While items may be insured, most are irreplaceable. The Pusch family furniture cannot be replaced if loaned and lost. The history of the actual use of budgeted CIP funds designated for Steam Pump Ranch compared to what it was budgeted for is, in my opinion, poor. It seems like each year the funds have been repurposed to perform emergency repairs rather than the use that was defined in the budget request. Finally, the OVHS started rotating exhibits in the Pusch House during second Saturdays and has received great comments from the public about the new exhibits and having something new to see and learn. Many have said, I was there 3 or 5 years ago, and now with the new displays, I will return more often since we now have new things to see rather than empty rooms with very thick walls. We have many more visitors to the Pusch House now than we have had in the past. It will be even better if we can say the house is complete rather than a continuous work in progress. Please reject staff's recommendation and provide a recommendation that the funds be used to install fire suppression and security systems in the Pusch House. Thank you for your attention to this item and for all you do for the town of Oro Valley, and I'm sorry I can't be there, but family comes first. Paul Loomis, Oro Valley resident.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Roxy Johnson. You're...
No, she just wanted to finish.
Okay. 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 So the recommendation from the town staff, that was all in your attached materials, but there's a recommendation to approve the $100,000 in CIP funds and dedicate those towards the efforts of rehabilitating the Carlos's house as a barbecue pavilion. There's notes in there, essentially, and I won't review them all, but that there's been other items on the property, such as the ghosted structure, that those have been achieved through really snowballing multiple years worth of CIP funding to get those done. There's also the recognition by the town staff in this recommendation that in order to get big things accomplished at the property, it's difficult to do that with annual allocations, and that sometimes you have to put those together to get the big things done. We've talked about what some of those, the bigger needs at the property are, and those aren't things that we can achieve all the time or really ever with just using the annual CIP fund. So this is clearly an item that needs to be discussed. There's been a request that we take action on that today. So I really hope that others can share their perspectives, and certainly the blue card is a very valuable part of understanding what the community, and particularly our partners, the Historical Society, what their perspective on this is. We've heard that at other meetings, and I think that was important for us to hear that today. Go ahead.
I'll go first. I'm going to agree with Paul Loomis. I believe that it's called Pusch Ranch, and we should finish the house so we can get the furniture. And that's going to be a jewel. And I'm going to go against the staff's recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else care to share perspective on this?
I also agree that the safety and the fire protection is super high priority. And coming from, if you look at the property, and somewhat it's a commercial development, and I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but code requires a certain amount of fire protection, so that may be some way of, prioritizing this and forcing the issue.
Go ahead.
I'm afraid I also must go against the staff's recommendation. I have over 25 years of museum preservation, security, fire safety experience. For 5 years, I was chairman of the National Fire Protection Association Committee on the Protection of Records and Cultural Objects, and I am an extremely strong believer in fire safety systems. But I will also tell you, as a former member of the Museum and Exchange of Artifacts Communities, absolutely no one will loan any of their objects unless they can be assured of the proper safekeeping. And that requires both an appropriate security system and an appropriate fire safety system. So we are essentially being asked to take this property off the table as a cultural sharing institution. So I must oppose.
Go ahead.
I agree with my fellow commissioners. I think anything we can do to further the ability for the Historical Society to offer a wonderful presentation, borrow antiques and house those items to betterment of the steampunk branch would be my recommendation.
So I appreciate hearing from everybody, and I think to have a robust discussion about this, I did want to give Lynanne an opportunity on behalf of the staff to really articulate what the staff's position is. I know, let me preface it with, the town puts a lot of effort into these recommendations, and I know that this was well contemplated before it was proposed. The other piece, if you could, Lynanne, answer for us. I've heard different things about code, the need for the fire suppression system, and what that means in terms of full use and access of that building. So if you could shed any light on that when you give your remarks, I would appreciate it.
Christy Diaz-Trahan, the Parks and Recreation Director, came to speak on this item. The one comment that I will make before is that that this recommendation comes as a result of the priority being at the ranch to stabilize and care for what's there. We have one building that's completed, except for a fire suppression system. The rest of the ranch is, as of yet, just a ruin waiting for more decay to happen if we don't do some work on it. So with the opportunity to have enough capital to get a project started, carried over to the next year and completed, we'd have more than one complete building on the site, which really, I think, in the view of the public, is shows whether we have a property that we're letting decay and not paying any attention to it, or one that we are continuing to work on the buildings. And I'll let Christy speak to the specifics on that.
Thank you, Lynanne, and hello, everyone. To follow Lynanne's comments, as the Historic Preservation Commission, one of the core values is the preservation of historically significant sites and facilities within Oro Valley. And while the Push House is fully restored, as it relates to historically preserved, it's fully restored. The interior part of that is, in terms of access, it does not require it. Code does not require it to have a fire suppression system. Staff's recommendation is to begin to address other historically significant facilities and buildings on the property, so that way they don't continue to deteriorate. Carlos's house was identified as one that was a priority and then also attainable. With $100,000 this year, we have an additional $50,000 earmarked in next year's CIP. We believe that we'd be able to fully restore that building on the property. So then we would now have two buildings fully restored. And then if we wanted to reprioritize and maybe go back and look at a fire suppression system in the Push House, that could be a possibility. But from our perspective, from our staff's recommendation, is to prioritize the historically significant buildings and landscape to make sure that they don't continue deterioration. And so that is why we have made the recommendation to focus on the historically significant buildings that need attention immediately. Please understand that has nothing, that's not to underestimate the value of a fire suppression system and a security system. All it does is it simply means it'll be a couple more years until we can get to that project and then borrow pieces from other museums to put in there. But I, again, from staff's perspective, we would rather invest in the restoration versus adding something where we can then provide something to borrow.
Thank you, Director Diaz-Trahan. And I did, and I welcome the staff to clarify this, but I do know that several years ago on this commission, the commission reviewed the priorities of really, for lack of a better word, but the risk assessment on the various structures on the property. And some of those, at that point, we were at risk of complete loss, really, of the chicken coops, and this commission acted to make a recommendation to preserve those, and that happened. I know that the best of my recollection is that Carlos's house was also an item that was of concern, at least. I don't know, and if others can lend some insight onto that, how close that is to a loss. I know it's positioned differently than the chicken coops were, but I would like the commission to consider that as well. And then the other question I think would be of interest to many of the commissioners based on their statements here is if this commission recommended a vote consistent with the staff's recommendation, how many years would it be, if anyone could answer, before we'd be looking at putting in a fire suppression system that would allow artifacts to be on display at the push house?
Sorry about that. From staff's perspective, our recommendation would be to continue to restore buildings, to continue the restoration of the historically significant structures so that way they don't continue a deterioration. And so if it is full restoration, which is the recommendation right now for Carlos's house, or if it is funding for stabilization because we haven't done the restoration, but we want to make sure that it doesn't get any worse. I wish I had an analogy in that in terms of preservation, the push house is complete in terms of the preservation. Adding the fire suppression system and the security system, the intent there is so that way whatever we put inside is safe and secure. So that's that. But frankly, whatever we put inside has no long-term, historically significant value to the property. It's the buildings and the landscape that have the historically significant value to the property. And that's why it has its designation. The buildings and the landscape within the core provide that designation. And so from staff's perspective, our focus really will be on a preservation treatment of some kind, whether it's restoration, if it's preservation. It depends on what structure and the treatment that's necessary based on the conditions that it's in.
If I can add to that, our stabilization project that was done by a former commission was done in 2015. And the stabilization that occurred at that time was good for 1 year. 1 year. So we have been able to move forward on other projects, meaning we got the chicken coops preserved. That's there's We paid for everything. They're still under work right now, but you know, we got the cover over the pump house. That's done. But basically, nothing else was accomplished that was recommended to happen within a year of 2015. So at build out, when we get to that point, fire suppression systems will be required. I read through in all of the buildings. So when everything is completed, that is a part of completion. So.
Thank you. So I guess in terms of my final comments, I acknowledge that this is a complex issue, and there's really competing interests on what we do. It is difficult, and I will say, sitting on this commission, it is difficult to get a momentum going in terms of any significant source of funds to make a significant difference. That property is an expensive property. There's different political whims associated with that. My interest was, we're fortunate enough to be talking about $100,000. Typically, we're talking each year about $50,000. So in terms of making a big impact and moving forward with the stabilization and restoration is really the appropriate word, of the property, and consistent with the plan, is moving to other structures. But I also acknowledge that we're limited with what we can do. From my perspective, not hugely limited. There's still other things we can do with the push house, but limited in terms of getting other partners in the community willing to lend artifacts and put those on display. So I recognize that that's an issue as well. However, I think this is a unique opportunity, and I acknowledge the staff's recommendation. So what we can do at this point is, since we've had a discussion and others, I don't mean to cut this off at all, but if others have anything that they'd like to share based on comments by the staff, I welcome that. Otherwise, we would need a motion and a second, and then we could move forward that way. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I have a question of Christy and Lynn Ann. Do we have the ability to do a little bit of both, or is there just not enough money? Is there too big a project? Or I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you.
Commissioner, I want to say about a year and a half ago, we provided an estimate on the fire suppression and the security system, and just that installation was about $80,000. So I don't know that we have enough to do both.
Not practical, then.
Correct.
Thank you.
He was referring to funding. If we had a museum, if the Push House had Push furniture in it, and the Oro Valley Historical Society gives tours and we're all dressed, that is going to bring so much interest to the ranch that's a check for getting funding. And I don't understand why we can't finish something that can be utilized to bring in funding.
Go ahead.
One more comment on the funding. I recently was involved in a commercial real estate transaction on a hotel, and our bids were $100,000 for fire suppression. And after 3 weeks of research, we found new technology, wireless, that was substantially less. It brought it down to like $20,000. And going back to her comment on fundraising, is there a subsequent, could we possibly have a fundraising event to dedicated for that project?
Commissioner, a couple things. So the it's fire suppression and security, so it's two things. We don't have ample water at that site, so there's a lot of infrastructure that is associated with that cost estimate. And then with regard to fundraising, the Oro Valley Historical Society is a nonprofit, and so we work with them to help support their fundraising goals and their programming. We as a town don't do fundraising. That's not our role. That's not the commission's role, but in terms of hustling up cash or looking for some sponsors, that is absolutely definitely something that could be in the wheelhouse of the Historical Society.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any comments? You can proceed with a motion.
I would like to motion that we take a vote.
Okay. And do you have an idea of the verbiage of that motion?
May I help? One moment. I think I can help you. So this on the staff report on the backside, there's the motion for $100,000 to be dedicated toward Carlos's house because that's staff's recommendation. If a member of the commission wants to make a motion to do something different, just simply start out, I move to, and then frame how you would like the funds to be spent. Is that helpful?
We have another comment.
I would like to make a motion. I move to disapprove the prioritization of the $100,000 CIP funding towards the restoration of the Carlos House, and that we defer making any other recommendations for the expenditure until there's been a chance for further study by the committee.
Do we have a second on that motion? No second?
I would like to make a motion.
Oh.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Oh. No one seconded.
No, go ahead. There's just another motion that may die, but go ahead.
I move to disapprove the staff's recommendation to move the CIP funds of $100,000 to Carlos's house and put it in its original position to finish the security and fire suppression in the Push House.
Okay, so there's been a motion by Commissioner Munden, a second. Who is in favor of that motion? Say aye.
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 Okay. I'm the one opposed, so that motion passes.
So for clarification, the motion passes 4-1 to have the fire suppression and sprinkler system as a priority. Okay.
Yes.
I know I sort of condensed it, but okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. Moving on to agenda item number 4, which is the local registry project update by Lenann.
Let me find my notes. Hold on. Okay. So this is just to keep you up to speed of where we are with a local registry project. So my intern Erica and I went out and visited two of the homes that had returned their forms. And first we called ahead and they made appointments. I would like to get pictures of those two homes and send them to you as a follow-up, but so that we can talk about it at the next meeting, what the steps will be if we, and we have two commissioners that would like to follow up with us, what would be the next steps then would be that it would come onto a board agenda to choose to pass or not pass those homes for a local registry 30 days prior to, or 15 days prior to being on our coming before us. We have to post it in their front yard so their neighbors know to come and attend if they'd like. So the two homes that we visited are extremely interested, but both projects have alterations to the home. And so that's why I would like to share them with you. One of them is significant enough that From the front of the house, the street side, I'm not sure that it will qualify, but it's on the ninth tee, and the back side is completely intact and could be used as a perfect facade, I believe. So I'll want to talk to the SHPO to clarify if that can count when this is the when it's part of its beauty is that side that faces the golf course. And it is of the proper age, and it's a gorgeous property. So, and then the other one, the gentleman purchased it with a slight alteration. So, so I'd like to show you photographs of that, and then we'll be able to put that on to the next agenda then.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn Ann. Mm-hmm. Number five, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of the staff recommended topics for the William Adler Writing Contest, including the recommended timeline for implementation.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Lynn Ann, did you have an update on that one?
Did you all get a chance to read the essay questions? I'd be happy to review them with you. And then what we need is we need two to three of those. Well, I think we usually do three. Three of those topics to be selected for this year's essay contest. The second part of that agenda item is to also go over the timeline. I do have a recommended timeline that I'll also review with you. So one question is, and it actually has a or, so George Push and Johann Zellweger of Steam Pump Ranch introduced one of only two steam-powered pumps into the Arizona territory. The pump they had imported had a significant influence on the development of the region. Describe some innovations which are being developed and introduced in the region today. So that would allow youngsters to talk about, you know, our Innovation Parkway and the things that are occurring today, if that is one that you like. Or the beginning part. John Push and Johann Zellweger of Steam Pump Ranch introduced one of only two steam-powered pumps into the Arizona territory. What were these pumps used for? How did they improve life in the desert? And why was the location of Steam Pump Ranch chosen? Which has a very historic significance to the question. Number two, possibility is Oro Valley is known for its abundant wildlife. How have wildlife populations changed since one of the following time periods? Paleolithic period, which is 2,500,000 BC to 18,000 BC, or the Archaic period, which is 8,000 to 1,000 BC, or all periods that the Hohokam culture inhabited southern Arizona, which is 200 BC to 1450 AD. So that, I mean, we can choose A, B, or C on that, or if that's the one that you change, you choose, I mean. And then what factors have contributed to these changes? How do you predict wildlife populations will change in Oro Valley in 20 years? Okay, so that's all part of that same one. And then who is Francisco Romero? Where did he settle? And what challenges did he and his family encounter? Consider food, clothing, shelter, water, and threats to their safety. Four. What genres of music were popular in the Tucson region during the 1920s to the 1950s when John Proctor managed the Pioneer Hotel and lived at Steam Pump Ranch? Name some of the way people from the time period enjoyed music. Describe the shape of the Hohokam ball court, its probable uses, and how you think the game or games may have been played. What activities, real or fictional, use a similar type of ball field, so fictional meaning from a movie or something. Describe an activity you would do in the same area. We always try to pull in a little sports one to catch those boys on the hook. So that's our boy one if you choose to pick that one. So,
you ready for questions?
Yeah.
How old are these children?
They are fourth graders.
Okay.
Studying Arizona history.
I suggest that we give them, like, simplify this, Hohokam history as the title, and then life, sports, or make it simpler. I thought we discussed maybe only having one question. I don't remember, but
yeah.
Perfectly, but I have a good memory.
I don't recall that.
So we've always, traditionally we've had three questions, which allows a good variety. I think these are five proposals. So if we could assist Lynanne in narrowing these down.
To three.
And simplifying them.
Yes, I mean, there definitely, if there's
so
suggestions.
That's what you were talking, I'm sorry, but that was like community college level, sort of. I don't, you know.
The drafting absolutely can be modified. But I mm-hmm. think the goal for tonight would be if we could narrow from five to three.
And then we can have discussion, and I don't mind doing it over email and then getting a consensus from everyone if we want to cut it down. That's fine. So which subject matters do you like? I guess it's...
I'll go first. I like the steam pump information, and then which is Push Zellweger, and then I like the Romero information, and then I liked the ball court information. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Everybody vote.
Any other input?
It's like an art.
No, we can go down. That's fine. That works. Does anyone else have any input?
I just have a special interest on number two. I think we're talking about the wildlife.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that wildlife. I think that could be pretty exciting for the kids.
Okay.
I think wildlife is important, so I think that one already has three.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco Romero, if everybody recalls, he and his wife settled Romero, what's now Romero Ruin, up in Catalina State Park.
And they were not liked by the Apache, and in opposition to the way that the Pushes conducted themselves, who were friendly to the Apache, the Romeros were chased off. So that thus the threats to their safety would be a fun component for them to research.
That would be. I'll put my second one at the Push topic, so topic number one. And then I think the Hohokam ball court one, the sports related one, is another one. So that's.
I'll go with him.
Okay, so did you?
We're done. We have one more. Hold on a second.
No, I have an agreement.
Okay.
Okay, so what I have then is George, so I have three with two votes and one with three votes. So wildlife is a yes, it looks like.
Yes.
Okay. And then two votes for George Push and Johann Zellweger and the steam pump, okay. Two for Francisco Romero and two for the Hohokam ball court. So I need two tiebreakers. So that Dan, you want to?
I'll go on the Hohokam.
Yeah.
I guess, would that be a tiebreaker on that?
I think so.
Okay, so that makes that one have three. So I need, Dan, you want to give me the other Dan? Yeah.
Well, was the Romero still on the list?
The reason I like it,
I mean, they could do a little hike up there, and which I've been there a few times, and yeah. I think that would be interesting for them.
Yeah, we were able to work it out a couple years ago that the state park let them in. So,
okay.
So I've got the three. So we've got the wildlife, Francisco Romero, and the Hohokam ball court are our three winners.
Very good.
So, perfect.
So look at your notes that were attached to your agenda, please. And if you feel those three are fairly condensed, but if you feel like now, except for the abundant wildlife, and it sounds like we were going to go to the Hohokam period, the Southern Era 200 BC to 14. That was Gail's. Okay, so we'll go with that time frame, and then they are fairly condensed, but do take a look and see if you want them more condensed, okay? And then to review the timeline, I would like to submit them to the schools. That's why I want any commentary happening in the month of September over email. You cannot do a reply all, but you can communicate with me. So I'd like to submit it to the schools by October 1 because they have requested that be decided before the rodeo break for them. So I have February 3 commission meeting, select a judging panel for the contest, and then have the deadline for the return to happen on February 14th. So that's before their rodeo break, as teachers have requested. Then judges select winners and share winning essays by March 2nd at a commission meeting, and then winners placed on the March council agenda for awards, and then have all winning or the winning have all essays or the winning essays available and on display for the public to enjoy at Celebrate Oro Valley on April 11th. So that's the timeline. If anybody has any questions about that, or that sound okay? Huh?
Do we need to make a motion?
No, this one, how is it worded?
Well, it's possible action.
Possible action. So I guess that action is you can confirm that you like the three that we chose and that that timeline is okay, if you'll do that, Chair.
Motion. I move to accept Leanne's and our proposal for the essay contest and the dates as presented.
As presented. Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It passes. Unanimously. And last, Lynann, we have the department report.
Okay. So projects that have been completed at Steam Pump Ranch at the end of FY18-19, so they were to be done by the end of June, some of which supplies were purchased and work is ongoing by staff, but that's internal staff, so it's not an additional expense. The roof was repaired on the barbecue. That was one of the things that you all asked for, with some of those funds that were not expended in CIP from last year. And then we are almost done with the chicken coops. The tin roofing is going up, and then we'll have at least one more workshop on the adobe and put the lime plaster and then stain it. So it's really nearing completion, but I do want to have one more public workshop because the public enjoys those. So then we have finished the block that went down, the pavers that went down the middle of the farmers market Ramada, and then we also put the decomposed granite around that right now. It leveled it out. It also took down the dust in the immediate area of the farmers market. We have the soil, and the dust will go the dust mitigation DG will go over the road. And that is on the staff agenda to do before October 1. So we created a block walkway and planted trees in the Proctor Lieber backyard, and grass will be added soon. We brought in an electric panel to the area near the bunkhouses so that we can access that for special events. And then we took down a rotten tree. So that beautiful tree that was half rotten that was right in front of the Proctor Lieber house, we had our arborists on staff say that it was going to fall over if we didn't get rid of it. So it was taken out, and a beautiful pistache was added in its location, which is historically correct. We ordered railroad ties to adjust the parking area so that we no longer have those ugly ribbons that are always falling apart back there. So that's another project that will be done. Those won't be able to be placed until after our October activities because they are all-consuming out there. And we need those not moved until then. The design documents have been completed for the garage, utilizing specifications from the Oro Valley Historical Society to meet their needs for an office, labs, and meeting space. We have several special events coming up. Oh, so this is that was that item.
Okay.
Number two, we have several special events coming up at Steam Pump Ranch. We have the Monster Mash, which is our kickoff to the Halloween season, happening on October 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. In conjunction with that, we have the kickoff for our Haunted Hayride, which was so successful last year in our one day a week that we were offering it, that this year we're offering it 2 days a week. Instead of just being Fridays, we're doing it Friday and Saturday nights from the 4th through the 18th. So that does free up the ranch for the 19th, where it has an outside user coming in and renting the ranch to hold a run. So it will be a Halloween-themed run, and our stuff will still be up. So that's kind of cool. We have second Saturday in October. So we're kicking back up with our regular second Saturday programming, which I will detour off this for a moment for anyone who does go to the second Saturdays. In September, the Historical Society is doing tours, and hands-on archaeology is there. We also have free yoga classes for the month of September that has started at the ranch every week, and she's a wonderful teacher. But and our craft is taking place. So we have the September second Saturday is just subdued, but it's still, I mean, we have the tours. So we're picking things back up. But in October, it's full with the art vendors and the music and those other additions.
Okay. October 2nd, Saturday.
Yeah, we had our first Friday night concert, which Dan Adams alluded to this past Friday night, and surprisingly, we had 500 people. I thought the heat would chase people away, but it did not. And our next one should be even bigger because the temperature should be really nice on November 1st. So that is from 6:30 to 9, and we typically bring in some form of rock kind of music because that brings in the crowds. So, and then the Historical Society starts their Christmas market on November 9th, so that's the same day as the November 2nd Saturday, so that was mentioned in their report. And it will go all the way through until December 21st, so they will be there every Saturday throughout. And the farmers market is picking up already, so they should have good customers through that nice, cool season. But to go along with that, we do need volunteers for the Monster Mash and the Haunted Hayrides. We need people from taking tickets to doing activities with the kids to being theatrical and being out there to spook people. So, and I'm yes. That plea is also to the Historical Society. If anybody wants to come and help out with the Monster Mash or Haunted Hayrides, and I believe you guys are going to be offering the Witch's Brew, which is root beer. So, so they will be there as well. If you do want to volunteer, we will have a informational meeting. Let me see. If you would like to volunteer for the hayrides, you need people to arrive by 3 o'clock on the 4th and by 3:30 for all the other times. But I need to know fairly soon because we are going to have a little informational meeting coming up here in a couple weeks. So, by the 18th. There it is. So I need a phone call or email by the 18th. So any questions on that lengthy report?
Thank you, Lynn-Ann. Final item is, does anyone have any future agenda items to bring forth at this point? Okay.
Is it yours?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Will I move to adjourn today's meeting? Can I get a second, please?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, thank you guys very much. Thank you guys as well.
I'm sorry, you just did the second on that. I missed it.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Beal.
Thank you.
I do need to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, so many fans.
A golden honor.
Thank you very much. I knew it would be a reserve.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Thanks a lot.